Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Athletico Parsnips. Imagine being outdoors in the grounds of a stately home on a hot July evening. You and a group of close friends are readying yourselves for a performance of some of the most well-loved pieces from the world of classical music. You have alcohol and a picnic, and the conversation is witty and easygoing. You feel as though you're in a temporary respite from the fast-paced stresses of everyday life. But then, a squat teesider waddles into your eyeline. He's dressed like a charity shop Hitler and is moaning painfully like a wounded animal. He's brandishing a carrier bag full of handwritten leaflets which he claims are programs and is offering handfuls of peanuts from within the frontal area of his shorts. No one dares look at him, let alone challenge him. The heavens open and rain begins to pour. Please welcome my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Pint Size, with your squinting pig eyes. Oh, Mr. Robert, Britain's favourite Hobbit. Oh, Mr. Mortimer, could you be any shorter? Oh, Christ Almighty, why have you come in a nighty?
Very nice.
Oh, there you are. None of that. Well, some of it was true.
Very nice
that
indeed.
That was a lovely introduction there.
So, did you stay in a hotel last night, Andrew?
Yeah, I came down to London because you tell me, you live, where do you live again?
I live in Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah, and I live in Sunderland. You've told me that London is halfway between those two locations.
More or less, yeah.
And that's where we should meet up and do these podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it's give or take a couple of miles.
Right, okay. Know. I've not checked, but I'll look into it. Yeah, I stayed in a hotel. I came down last night because we're doing this early in the morning. And it was called The Hub.
The Hub?
I stayed in The Hub.
Was it Shoreditch or something? All beards
it
and all
that?
It was
King's Cross.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? It's actually an offshoot of Premier Inn.
All right.
And the rooms are tiny. Mm. And all they've got in is everything you would possibly need and nowt else.
Yeah.
So there's the bed, there's a little bit of a walkway, stuff pulls out and falls out. It's like a puzzle situation where you've got to like pull a thing along to get access to a desk.
Yeah.
There's no kettle.
But what do you need a desk for? Are you doing some academic research?
I was making some notes for this.
Oh, right, I bet.
You could call it academic research if you wanted to. So there we are.
So yeah, I think you've enjoyed the hub.
I did enjoy the hub. I felt like I was in a little prison cell.
Did it have tea, coffee, telly?
No, it didn't have tea, coffee. It had a nice telly.
Yeah.
And it's got touch screen things for the aircon and the lights and all that.
Yeah.
It's dead modern.
All I think of when you tell me about your hotels is the poor bugger who's got to sleep in that bed after you, you know.
I suppose so,
The gentle squish of your night sweat.
Yeah, I suppose they hose it down once I've been in. I'm on their database.
I wonder if they do give the housekeeping a wink when they see someone like you waddle in. Mm. Sort of say, like give them a wink to say that room's going to need a full steam Kirchhoff treatment.
Yeah.
I want you to imagine, Andrew, is a quiz.
All right.
I want you to imagine you're having a party for your kids, yeah?
Oh,
Your young teenage kids. You've got the blue drink,
mm-hmm.
You've got the chicken dinosaurs,
mm-hmm.
You've got the Chris Kamara LP on the turntable, you've got a pyramid of corned beef tins to play Skittles with,
mm-hmm.
You've got a washing up bowl full of water with chicken dippers in for mm-hmm. them to play
Dipper Dunk in, yeah.
You've got some B&M cooking chocolate wrapped mm-hmm. several times for pass the parcel, yeah, you've cleaned out the litter tray so none of the bairns take a nibble at it,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
You've bought 8 value buckets from B&Q for a game of musical chairs. But, Andrew, you need those special party extras. You know, the frou-frou, right?
Frou-frou.
So this quiz is called Parp Boing pinata, peanuts, clunk, wallop, oh yeah, doing pop, give me just a little more time. In price order, cheapest to most expensive, or vice versa, Andrew. I've been to, all I can say is Britain's premier party supply shop. Yeah? You know, the one that comes up first on Google. I'm just saying, it's not someone... Unicorn-shaped pinata.
Yeah.
3 metres of gold glitter bunting. Mm-hmm. Ron, that's R-O-N, in giant letter balloons. Three letters.
Helium balloons.
Yeah.
Right. Three letters for the balloons. Oh, that's tough. I think the pinata's the most expensive, then the balloons, then the other thing.
Oh, you've right royally fucked up there.
Ah, Andrew. Bollocks.
Ron in giant letter balloons, £18.
Woof.
Unicorn pinata, £12.99. Yeah. 3 metres of gold glitter bunting, £9.99.
That's what I said.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is. Look,
it is not, Andrew.
I said, yeah.
You said the unicorn pinata was the most expensive.
No, I didn't. I said the balloons are most expensive. Andrew, we can play this back and listen to it again later on.
Well, you can do that.
I will.
You can do that and then send me...
And
then,
I'll play a little triumphant noise.
No, you can e-thrust me an apology. That's
I'm
what you can
thrusting
do.
I'm not e-thrusting you now, mate. We've got some... correspondence from the Parsnippers.
Oh, nice. I
sent you them. You probably didn't look at them. But
I did look at them.
Did you come up with any, you know, answers for any of them?
Well, I didn't think of any answers, Andrew. Let's have a look at them. Where are
they? All right, well, I'll go. Ben says, which is better, Home Bargains or B&M? Home Bargains where you got the party supplies from?
No. I'll go Home Bargains,
I'm
Andrew.
I'm going Home Bargains
because
as well.
I get me wood for me wood burner there.
Yeah.
It's from Latvia.
Right.
It's super, super, super dry.
Super burnable.
It's super burnable. Wow, does it go up. And I combine that with some cheap old
Is it injected
with
flammables, do you think?
Is it what?
Is it injected with flammables?
No, it's just so dry. It's like balsa, you know.
Is Latvia a dry country, do you think?
Well, I just think they've got great drying facilities, do you know what I mean?
Hey, listeners, if you know a drier country than Latvia, get in touch, drop us a text. Yeah.
I don't know where... It's nice, though, because... Do you know the shitty logs you get at garages?
Yeah.
You can put them on top of Latvian wood.
Right.
And you'll get a
They'll
fire.
They'll eventually catch.
They will catch.
The Latvian wood will dry them out enough for them to ignite.
Yeah.
Good tip, that.
So, and the other thing I like about B&M, Home Bargains. I was in there yesterday, Andrew. There was only two tills going. Everyone buys, like, toiletries at Home Bargains, don't they? And washing up powder and that. And as soon as the queue gets to three, say maybe four, another till on, bang.
No pissing about.
Come on, these are Home Bargain customers. Let's not fuck them about.
Yeah.
That's what the manager's saying around the back, you know.
Yeah.
No, I like Home Bargains.
I prefer to B&M. I've got to go a bit further to get there, but it's worth it.
It is worth it.
The range of beers that they have as well tends to change regularly. So, you know,
in
there's
Home
always
Bargains.
Some beer surprises when you go in B&M. Kind of standardised.
Has your B&M or your Home Bargains got a hot dog wagon outside?
Me Home Bargains is next door to me B&Q, and I think we've discussed this before.
Oh, right.
B&Q only allow the very, very best hot dog wagons in their car park.
But where do you get that from?
I've heard it.
Well, you've heard
it? Yeah, they've got a selection process.
What, Mackham's whispering in fucking dodgy pubs?
I don't know where
about being...
I thought you told us it, actually. Someone told us it. But yeah, B&Q don't just let any old shit into their car park, so there you go.
So that was a good question. I enjoyed it. Was there any more?
That was a good question. A question here from Katie L.
Yeah.
Can you recommend a good polish for my television stand? Now, I'm interested in this because my television stand does get proper dusty.
They do get dusty, but here's the thing. Right. Here's the thing. What I do is they do get dusty, don't they?
They do get dusty, don't they? Yeah.
It's one of the dustiest areas
God,
of your house.
Isn't it?
What I do is when anyone famous dies, I write in the dust, R.I.P., whoever it might be, D. Bowie, or whatever. And then...
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just unzipped my jerkin to reveal a D. Bowie T-shirt.
And then the dust builds up again.
Yeah.
And it somehow feels appropriate.
It's like
a
mourning process almost, yeah.
And then the next death, you can write
There's
R.I.P.
There's fresh dust there for you to write the new one in. Eventually it disappears as your grief subsides.
Exactly.
That's good, that's a
R.I.P.
good tip.
Billy Chestnuts.
Yeah,
when
so there we are,
goes.
Katie. Don't polish a television stand. Use it as a dust-based...
A mourning
...grieving centre.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Smith says, what's the best time for a bath?
Ooh, I tell you what, Andrew, I like a really early morning bath when it's really cold outside.
Right.
You know, and it's cold. Mm-hmm. My bathroom's cold as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the steam's rising up off the bath.
Oh, I can't be doing with that. So you're getting into the hot water from the cold and then you're getting out into more cold.
Yeah, which is difficult. They are two difficult moments that bookend it.
That feels
But when
too
you're
extreme.
Hidden under that water, you know.
You're safe.
A couple of boiled eggs in there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You're safe. Early evening for me, I think.
Yeah, standard.
Early 8 p.m. maybe. Yeah.
Trad.
Bath night time.
Trad bath.
Yeah, trad bath.
Do you
have
one a week?
I don't do baths anymore, I have showers.
People are giving up on baths, aren't they? I think it's a shame.
I think it's
a meditation in the bath.
One of the best baths I ever had was in about 2000 and 2005.
Why was it so good?
Because I'd downloaded a new episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm illegally from off the internet.
Yeah.
And I put the laptop at the end of the bath and I watched that episode. It was 30 minutes long and I drank two cans of Stella while I was watching it in the bath.
Beer and bath.
Beer and bath and Larry David, and I was beautifully pissed by the time I got out.
What, on two cans?
Two cans in half an hour, yeah.
Crime Files. Ah. The Gloucestershire town of Cheltenham is well known for its international book festival, its horse racing meetings and its fine Georgian architecture. It is also the host of several coffee shops, including Costa Coffee, Cafe Nero and Starbucks. On the 18th of February, its famous Bath Hall was the setting for the Gloucestershire Small Traders Association annual awards. The master of ceremonies was the presenter of Homes Under the Hammer, Martin Roberts. At a front table was seated local nonsense potter Neil Hunt. He had invited Kathy Sampson, an assistant from the shop next door to his, that sold unnecessary candles and picture frames. Neil has had his eye on Kathy ever since she accosted a shoplifter on the pavement outside his shop. She had grabbed him by the hair, pulled him to the ground and started biting at his calves. This was their first actual date and it was to end in tears. The ceremony started with the playing of Martin's famous TV theme tune. Ma, 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 Martin. Do, do, do. Ma, 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 Martin. Ma, Martin, tin, 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 tin. And Martin entered the stage and began his introduction. Well, here we are in an old Roman bath, dishing out awards. I expect the Romans would have found it all a bit unusual, a bit different, but I think they would have liked it. Neil Hunt. Who is this man? I mean, what does he actually do? Tell me, Kathy, what is it that he actually does?
He presents a TV show.
That's a bit David Williams, isn't it?
He presents a TV show. Very famous, apparently. He was on the programme, you know, where they have to live in the jungle for a few weeks.
Well, I wish he'd stayed there. I don't mind telling you, he's already rubbing up hard against the very end of my tits.
Oh, you are funny, Neil. You say funny things. They make me laugh. The funny things you say.
Well, that's all well and good, but this is a prestigious ceremony, and this Todwallet is ruining the tone.
Martin.
Now, the next award is for the best retailer of leather and leather-tooled goods, including handbags, wallets and gloves, but excluding luggage. I've always thought that handbags was a very strange name for an item that is never actually used to store or cover the hands. Unusual, a bit different, but I like it.
At this point, Neil stood up at his table and addressed Martin.
I'll tell you what's unusual, and I'll tell you what's a little bit fucking different. Employing a tramp to present an award ceremony. You can hardly even speak properly, and you look like you've been dragged along the gutter by a horse and fucking cart.
The audience fell silent. You could have heard a plum descend.
Well, that's a bit different, being shouted at by a little balding shopkeeper.
Unusual, but I do like it. A little balding shopkeeper. How dare you? How fucking dare you? I'm Neil Hunt Nonsense Potter, and I'm here on merit. Unlike you, who are clearly an eater of the Todd.
At this point, Neil is approached by a member of the security team who suggests to him that it's time for him to leave.
Leave? Are you joking? Are you actually attempting a joke on me? I should warn you that my brother owns a sword shop that has recently started stocking multi-tools, and my cousin Harriet owns an old book about poisoning.
At this point, the security man grabs Neil's arm and neck and prepares to frog-match him out of the hall.
What are you doing? What are you actually doing? Why is it always little old me? I use biodegradable washing detergent and I feed my neighbour with the withered arm two bowls of oats, so simple, every day. That's right. Take the little nuisance out of here and take his girlfriend with him. I can't bear to look at her. Her face reminds me of a shit I once had at a harvester pub.
At this, Kathy leapt from her seat onto the stage, grabbed Martin by the hair and pulled him to the floor. She then repeatedly plunged her teeth into his calves until blood was streaming across the stage. After she was removed from the hall, he was heard to say,
"Severe blood loss due to multiple bite incisions on the calf. That's an unusual injury, a bit different. And you know what? I don't fucking like it."
At the back of the hall, Neil Hunt was watching on.
"Yes, yes, that's my girl. Brought him down like a dropping Todd. I'm Neil Hunt and I'm loving my life and I want you, Kathy, to be my wife."
Crimes Files.
So that's that, Andrew. That's that.
Oh, I don't want Neil Hunt to get married. That's not fair on anybody.
He's after, I'll tell you.
Well, we'll probably find out what happens there, won't we?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Another bit of correspondence that we've had from the Parsnippers is from John Davies. And he says, question for Mark Lawrenson.
All right.
What are your top 10 times of the day?
Nice question.
John says, my personal favourite is 3:16 p.m, but they also have a penchant for 9:20 a.m. Be great to know your thoughts. And I sent that on to Mark and he sent a WAV.
A WAV, nice.
With his top 10 times of the day. So let's have a little listen to that, shall we? I'm Mark Lawrenson and these are my top 10 times of the day. Number 10, 9:45 a.m. By this time of the morning I know what lies ahead in my day, usually excitement of some kind. Number 9, 5:10 p.m. Barbara's smells begin to emerge from the kitchen area. Number 8, midnight, a rare late one, but I get a tiny thrill from the arrival of a brand new day. Saying goodbye to a rotten old one. Number 7, 7:07 p.m. Ooh. Prayers. Number 6, 1 p.m. Time to watch the BBC News. I found the later bulletins to be far too shrill and hysterical. Number 5, 11 a.m. Now and again this means a cuppa and a chat over the garden fence with my neighbour Walter. His wife died in 2013. Number 4, 9:30 p.m. Barbara and myself exchange frank and honest criticisms of each other's conduct during that day. Don't tell her, but I always go easy on her. Number 3, 8 a.m. Time to feed my rabbit and guinea. Number 2, 2:10 p.m. Countdown is on and I play along with the contestants. My win rate is a fairly decent 43%. And my number one time of the day is 10:25 p.m. Bedtime.
Bedtime.
I've been Matt Lawrenson. That's my top 10 times of the day.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, something for everyone there, I think.
Someone's asked the old one how we first met Robert.
Oh!
He sent me normal WAV.
Just a regular
just
WAV.
Just a regular WAV. I first met Robert at a charity raffle at the Scotch Corner Hotel, just off the A1 near Darlington. We were occupying adjoining rooms on the third floor. At about 6:30 on the evening of the raffle, I decided to take a bath and shave off the worst of my shoulder hair so it didn't ruin the lines of my dress shirt. Well, as I stepped into the bath, I slipped badly, putting my back out. Laid on the floor naked as the day I was born, and with a short section of shoulder hair trapped in a crack on the bath panel. I cried out for help, and very quickly a young man forced open the fire door on the shared balcony and entered the bathroom. I was 21 stone at the time, and my stomach formed quite a puddle. Worst of all, my hand, holding the razor, was trapped beneath my stomach, and I dared not move it for fear of cutting myself. The young man, Robert, as we now know him, didn't blink an eyelid. He gently lifted my stomach flap with a tube of toothpaste and a scrubbing brush and released my hand. He then applied shaving gel to my shoulders and gently cut away the trapped shoulder hairs. Then he put his arms around my waist and gently lifted me to a seated position on the side of the bath. Our lips were so close, I'm sure he could taste the pâté on my lips. We should become friends, Robert. Help me raise money for deaf kids and useless schools. Maybe have some fun on the way, yeah? And Robert replied, I would like that very much. And the rest, as they say, is history.
God,
it's true, actually.
I miss the Alderman. I didn't realise how much I missed him till then.
So the other day I was up near Ali Pally again.
Yeah.
Raygun shop was shut.
Oh, right. So what'd you do instead then?
Now sells unnecessary...
Oh, shut as in forever?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just meant like...
I ain't never get me Raygun back. Oh. So I popped into Slaughter's restaurant.
Yeah. What happened in there then?
Adrian Lewis was in there, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I grabbed a booth and listened to what went on.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing I heard was a waiter.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
Welcome back to Slaughter's and brace yourself for a meaty thrill ride all the way up to planet fucking back.
Oh, just as I fucking like it. How are the starters looking today?
Disgraceful, sir.
Oh, talk me through my choices.
Does sir care for finger food?
Well, sounds a bit fucking small, but I'll consider it.
Well, we're offering deep fried fingers in a lager batter served in a thick grey gravy.
Oh, grey. What's my other option?
Poached germs smeared on a raw chop.
180. Give me both of them. You've got me tits rotating in both three directions, you meaty hero. Do you want to see?
If you begin to show me your tits, sir, I will rip them both off and penetrate you with them.
Oh, fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
Right, what about the mains?
Can I recommend today's special, sir? It's paraffin-roasted donkey wattles that have been insulted by Ron Craggs as he cooked them.
Oh, that's got me popping. What did he call them?
Dirty bastards, sir.
Oh, no further questions. I'd better order dessert now as well before my darting lingerie gets completely drenched.
Oh, very good. Can I recommend the three-bird fiasco? It's an owl that's been stuffed inside a peacock that's then been pureed and poured into a toucan's beak.
Can you drizzle some knee juice on the beak for me to lick at?
We're all out of knee juice, sir. So fucking sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine. I'll probably only have upset stomach anyway. Go and fetch all of that and I'll have a dessert boot full of hot dripping for a chaser while I wait.
Very good, sir.
Oh, and have you got anything for me St. Bernard?
Mm.
He's got the runs, by the way.
Well, right, well, we found something mushy floating in the septic tank this morning. Might be a hedgehog, might be a porcupine.
Perfect, give him that, you fucker.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, by that time, Andrew, to be honest, I've kind of lost my appetite, so I just nicked off.
Understandable.
Made an exit, you know what I mean?
Understandable, Bob.
That's parsnips, is it, Andrew?
I think it is. I've done another one of them ASMR whispering things. I'll put it after the music at the end so people can just divert themselves away from it if they need to.
Thank you, everyone.
A couple more questions before we go.
Go on, then.
You know, Thomas Taylor says, what is your favourite hob on the cooker? Mine is bottom left.
I'm with Tom at bottom left. Unfortunately, my bottom left one on my present cooker is like a specialist wok one or something.
Right.
So I'm having to use the bottom right.
I thought you were going to say it's the little one. But
no, it's like...
Is it like electric convection?
No, I can't. I don't understand them. It's gas, yeah.
Right.
I don't... Do you like electric cookers?
Top left. No, I've got a gas one as well. Top left's my favourite for safety reasons.
Oh, because you're all about safety, isn't it?
Because of the kids. And that.
Can I do a recommendation for TV?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just... over Christmas, I absolutely gouged.
Gorged
on a series called Alone,
right?
Which is a survival series,
right?
In Canada.
Canada.
We're just making British up words Columbia. What a terrific
is it?
Series.
What's that on? Where do you access that?
You have to look about a bit. You can get it. Some of it's a couple are on Amazon,
right?
Yeah. But you might have to rely on Daily Motion.
Right, okay. I'll once again recommend the Just Watch website, justwatch.com, and you put in the name of the programme, it tells you where you can get it. Amazon, Netflix, Sky, whatever.
Does it even tell you dodgy ones?
No, it doesn't tell you dodgy ones.
Oh, that's just legit sources.
Well, you know, it's better than Nout. Fucking hell. I've been watching a couple of things. Catching a Killer, Diary from the Grave.
Not bad.
It was on Channel 4.
I enjoyed that. Yeah.
And Murder Trial, The Disappearance of Margaret Fleming, which was on BBC Two. Still on iPlayer for another week. And it's Scottish. It's actual court footage of a trial.
Yeah.
And interviews with all the people around it. This woman that disappeared.
Of the two, I think I preferred the Secrets from the Grave one.
Did you?
Well, because like...
I haven't got to the end of Margaret Fleming yet, so spoilers.
He's a posh lad. I mean, isn't it perfect? It's a vicar. I don't know. I don't want to give any spoilers, but that's a good show.
They're both still on catch-up for about another couple of weeks.
And of course, the mystery of 24 hours in police custody continues, doesn't it? When's it on?
Is it a series? Just whenever they feel like putting it on, isn't it?
Is it on all four? Occasionally it is.
Repeats of it.
Very frustrating.
Have we got any more? On UK says tractor and attachment or combine harvester.
I have no idea what that means.
Tractor and attachment for me. You've got to have options, haven't you?
Yeah, that does give you options.
Of course it does.
Currently, have you got any ice lollies or ice creams in your freezer, Andrew?
Yes, but they're from last summer, so I should probably get rid.
Do you know what they are?
I've got ice poles, you know, like the long ones, and I've got some dairy milk ice creams as well.
They sound nice.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of magnums. I've got some fruit pastel lollies and a couple of Calippos.
Right.
Looking forward to summer.
Can't wait.
Get stuck in.
Yeah.
See you, parsnippers. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Time for some more ASMR featuring the contents of a Sunderland kitchen. I'm opening a tub of mini cheddars left over from Christmas. I'm going to have a little bit of a rake around in them. Yeah. I've got a packet of Jaffa cakes I'm going to stroke. Lastly, there's a pot of strawberry jelly that I'm going to open and put my fingers in. There, I've took the foil lid off it. There's my fingers in the jelly. I hope you found that very relaxing.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.